Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. During the festive season, it's great to celebrate with friends and family, as well as to see in the new year. What I consider to be friends and family are my pets, and I know a lot of you out there do as well. Unfortunately, a lot of people can be inconsiderate, and they consider seeing in the new year or other festivities as an excuse to fire off all kinds of fireworks and other incendiary devices. Today we get to chat to Inspector Keshvi Nair, who is the Public Relations Officer and Spokesperson for the National Council of the SPCA. A very good morning to you, Inspector.
Morning. How are you?
We good this side. We love chatting about our pets on the show, and we always get nervous round about this time of year, once again. And what we wanted to find out from you today is, how do we better put our pets at ease during the festivities, especially what we're going to experience on the 31st of December, that being New Year's Eve?
Well, when you speak about getting nervous, it's not just you and all the other animal lovers across the country. It's our societies as well. I know that you asked for tips, but I just wanted to add that, you know, around this time, everyone is excited, or they look forward to this time because they get to spend time with family and friends and have a nice break. But it's actually quite a dreaded period for us as the SPCA movement, not only because of the fireworks, but also because we stretch to capacity, because of the aftermath of the festivities and animals that are being brought in then. So it's a dreaded time for us as well. In terms of preparing, I think that's the key here. For pet owners, the key is to be proactive and prepare. And ways that you can do that, first of all, is by ensuring that your pets are properly identified. So make sure that they have a microchip. Make sure that they're wearing a collar, so that if they do get out of your property somehow, trying to escape the loud bangs, if they're in the street or they do get picked up, we have a way of reuniting the both of you. The other thing is to try and stay home with your pet. You just said earlier that for you, and I'm sure for most other pet owners, they're not just pets, they're your family. And with that being said, you are a sense of comfort for them. So try and stay home with them instead of going out. Stay home with your pets and give them that sense of comfort that they need while all of these loud bangs and bright flashes are going off. If you can't be home with them, then try and keep them inside the house, preferably in a room that has high windows, so like your kitchen, because we've had cases in the past where animals have jumped through windows. They have actually jumped through windows to try and get away from the bangs. You can try and attempt to mask out any noise by closing your curtains, closing your doors, putting on the radio or music, something that sounds familiar to them, to mask out the loud bangs. You could also put out familiar and comforting things for them, you know, like their toys and their blankets. So, yeah. And if you know that your pet is particularly skittish or jumpy, you would then have to go to a veterinarian and say, listen, you know, we know that the fireworks are coming up. Can you please give me some calming medication? And, you know, it's not just about the pet owners. I think now is the time for everyone to be a hero. Everyone needs to be a hero now. Everyone needs to be in a position to open their hearts and their gates, because many animals are going to be displaced because of the fireworks. And if an animal does stray into your property, you know, seeking shelter or refuge, be kind. Give that animal, you know, the shelters that they need. The SPCA is open 24/7, so you can bring all stray animals there, and we'll try to reunite them with their owners.
Moving on from the harsh reality of what can happen to pets during these festivities and the trauma that they go through, what can we do to help the NSPCA and our local SPCAs going forward into 2022? Because it's not just issues such as this during this period of time. It's also unwanted puppies and kittens, or older dogs that are no longer puppies and kittens, that are either abandoned or handed into the NSPCAs, various SPCAs throughout the country. So what can we do as pet lovers to support the NSPCA and our local SPCAs?
Well, for the NSPCA, the best thing to do would to donate. You can do that on our website at www.nspca.co.za. We can then use that funding for our various units, and we work across the entire country. For our societies, our member societies across the country, it would also be to donate. This can be done with fire money, with money, or you can go to the society yourself and ask what it is that they need, because each society may need different things. One society may need more dog food. The other society may need blankets. So it varies according to the different societies. So the best thing to do if you want to physically donate something is to go to the society and ask, listen, what is it that you guys are short of and how can we help you? And they'll give you a list of what they need most.
Is there still a sense of volunteerism? Do you still need volunteers at the different branches?
I would say so. I mean, a helping hand is always needed. I think the only thing that's stressful is the fact that we're still dealing with COVID, and societies have different regulations for how they are handling it according to the size of their society and how many people they can take at a time. But a helping hand is always needed. And I definitely would say that, you know, if you are in a position to volunteer, go and say, listen, how can I help you? And see if you can assist.
Please extend our gratitude to all those that work for the SPCAs at localized level, as well as to all those at the National Council of SPCAs. We are really grateful for the work that you do. And if our listeners can reach out, they most definitely will. If you could give us that website address again.
It's www.nspca.co.za. And it's actually us. We should be thanking you and all of your listeners for all of the support that you give us, that we can continue to do this imperative work across the country.
Inspector Keshri Nair, Public Relations Officer and Spokesperson for the National Council of SPCAs, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.